Carrie Saldo's here.
She is.
It must be time to talk about things that enrich our lives that we love.
The fun side. You consider your beat the candy store of life?
Is it? What was that?
I think that'd be an appropriate way to talk about it. Sure thing.
It's fun.
This guy's got a sweet tooth, I told you that.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Carrie Saldo, from Arts District, the radio version. What's going on?
Well, you know, this, you've been talking about it all morning, but on Monday, it's Martin Luther King Day, and actually, it's the 30th anniversary of it being named a federal holiday. And here in Denver, I know, it's amazing.
It took 30 years at least to get to that point. It's already been another 30.
Well, in Colorado, was among a handful of states that was actually celebrating the holiday on its own before President Reagan came in and said, this needs to be a federal holiday.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so Monday is the Mar-Aid, which is part March. Heart Parade, and it starts at the I Have a Dream Memorial at City Park. And I was talking to Vernell Howard, who's one of the people with the Colorado History, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Colorado History Commission. And we talked about a lot of things, the way that the event will be orchestrated. Usually it starts as usual with the invocation there at City Park, and then walking all the way west down Colfax to Civic Center Park.
It's a show. It's not really Mardi Gras is an all-out celebration, important issues and, you know, movements and messages.
Right. And some of those messages that they'll be talking about once they get down to Civic Center Park, they'll be talking about a variety of human rights and civil rights issues that continue to persist today.
Yep.
But and Mr. Howard was saying how they're bringing in people to talk about even more of a world perspective. He said he's had a lot of immigrants contacting him, some people from the Ethiopian community who want to talk about what's going on there in their country now that they're here. But one thing in particular that he said that stood out to me was a quote, and he said, if we respected human rights, we wouldn't need civil rights. And that's the issue we're facing. And when he said that, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Kind of comes together like that.
Absolutely. So he was encouraging any and all to come and be a part of the Mar-Aid. Last year they had 68,000, he said.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I've seen that grow from 20 to 25,000. So, I mean, that's a big, big
And this
bunch.
Year, Mr. Howard expects 10 to 15% more people. He said in a general election year, people always come out in larger groups.
Yes. And if the weather holds, and it looks like it's going to hold for Martin Luther King Jr. Monday.
So the times to remember, 10 a.m. starting, near the statue. And then he said, it depends. When you've got 68,000 people walking 3 miles as a group, you know, it takes a bit.
Join the party, right.
It could be about noon before they get to get the Civic Center Park.
Yeah. And nobody's in a hurry either. It's just you're seeing people, you're talking with people, some people who only get together on that day.
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing.
Yep. Carrie Saddle with Arts District, and what else is going on?
Well, then next, looking ahead to next week, a little sneak preview, the 28th International Conference and Festival of Blacks in Dance, and it's hosted here in Denver by none other than the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Group. For the fourth time, they've been hosting this. And I talked with Cleo about what it means to bring the event here to Denver, and she really talked about how it's raised dance profile across the country.
They couldn't imagine that we'd have a professional dance company in Denver, because there's sort of this idea that we all just ski and play football and basketball. And I said, and we do so many more things, and dance is one.
and Cleo has been...
Hey, what's wrong with basketball, Cleo?
I think there might be a split. You know, Cleo's husband might be on one side of that split. She and I'd be on the other side vying for dance. But anyway, you know, she's really been among those people who have really helped to put dance on a serious stage here in Denver, because as she says, a lot of people think, you know, Colorado, you're just kind of a bunch of outdoor buffs. But for the conference itself, panel discussions, lecture demos, master classes, auditions, it's a really great opportunity for young dance students to immerse themselves in the craft. But also there's a public component too.
When the International Black Dance Conference comes, we are able to discover things about our own community, expose our community to a wealth of artists from all over the world, and it enriches us, and we're stimulated by it, and it helps the economy.
Cleo, just contain yourself. She doesn't sit still. She doesn't stop. She's got an international conference here. Wow.
It's always such an honor to speak with her because the energy that this woman has is remarkable. So Thursday night, the conference, that public component starts where you can see an emerging youth dance showcase. And that's going to be at the Paramount, 8 o'clock on Thursday night. And then Friday and Saturday nights, you can see established artists and international artists. So come on out and see your dance the 21st to the 23rd. So that's next Thursday through Saturday.
Carrie Saldo, there's a TV version of Arts District as well. Tonight, what's on?
Tonight, we spoke with the artist Christo, who, you know, you may...
You met Christo.
We did. Oh, he was here in Denver speaking about the proposed Over the River project, which right now is tied up in federal court because of a challenge. There are some questions about the environmental sensitivity of the permits. But I really talked with him more about his broader body of work. And this summer coming up in Italy, it will be his first project realized since his wife Jean-Claude passed away, his wife and longtime collaborator. So I talked about his partnership with her and just his overall body of work. You know, the largest or the last project he did here in the States was The Gates in New York City.
Yep. Christo, quite a personality on the world art scene. Tonight, Arts District 730 on Rocky Mountain PBS. We'll see you next Thursday. Thank you, Carrie.
You are welcome.